All right. If you're just tuning in, that was Just Because It's Normal Doesn't Make It Right by Ichsachan Akkwan, their podcast submission to the NPR Student Podcast Challenge, which won honorable mention. So a huge congrats to that team. With me on a Zoom call right now, ready to join our conversation today, I see Dach Kisach, Colleen James. Welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Gunas cheese.
I also see Heat Le Ish Lyle James. Gunas cheese. I see Will Chronic, who is the leader or the adult liaison, if you will, of Ichsachan Akkwan. Well, Will, good to see you. And my co-host, Shelley Delaney, here on Juno Afternoon. Good to see you, Shelley.
Thanks. Hello, everybody.
And if I lose it again, Shelley, you might have to take over for me. And also, one of the leaders within Ichsachan Akkwan, Jalen Martin Kachtehun. Jalen, yak'e ichwasatini.
Hello. G'nachchish. Thank you for having me.
It's an honor to have you here. Congratulations on winning honorable mention in this contest. Colleen James, can you please introduce yourself and just welcome us to this conversation?
Absolutely. First of all, I want to say goodness cheese to IAK, and it's so good to see you, Jalen. And I want to say goodness cheese to Will Chronic, and you know what? Congratulations. We are so proud of the youth. And we want to take a moment to acknowledge what's happening right now. So much love to George Floyd's family and his community and his extended family and to the nation. We're watching closely from our home, and we stand in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. Their lives matter. And coming back to why we're here today, we're really honored to share this space with our young leader here, Jalen. And again, congratulations to IAK for finding the courage to speak up about our truths and our experiences, especially related to racism. It wasn't easy. My Tlingit name is Dach Kisach. I work for the University of Alaska Southeast. I am the Student Equity and Multicultural Services Manager. You can find me in the Native Rural Student Center. And I absolutely adore these young leaders. So goodness cheese.
Gunas cheese, thank you so much. Heat Le Ish, will you please introduce yourself?
These students, these young leaders, I'm honored to be able to be part of this inaugural podcast. They brought such strength, such respect to the topic, and they lead with love. They listen with love. And they placed forward solutions out of love. These students, they are the reasons why we do the things that we do. They make me proud.
Why we show up.
They're the reasons why we show up. Exactly. So Ganesh Chish.
Ganesh Chish. Will Chronic, will you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about Ich Secha Nakwan and how it came to be?
Sure. It's good to see all of you. Thank you for being here. Will Yuchat Duasak. I'm Will, and I'm one of the adult advisors for Ich Secha Nakwan. And the origin of it was, 3 years ago, we were trying to figure out how we were going to do some youth programming. And so we did some focus groups at all three of the high schools. And we really wanted students to be designing a program for them and by them. And out of that, students were really interested in learning about traditional harvest and other activities over the summer. And then they also wanted to do a music video to all of that. And sort of that was the beginning of Ich Secha Nakwan, were a series of music videos. And then, 2 years later, we transitioned into doing a radio show, which is a partnership with KTOO and has been a series about learning more about Southeast Alaska, Tlingit culture, and self-love and racism. So very, important issues that are both timeless and timely, You know, it's something that's been a part of this land forever and also something that I think has become incredibly relevant in this moment that we're all in. And I too just wanted to say Gunach Chish to all the students of Ich Secha Nakwan. This is exactly what I hope to see in the young people I work with. It's not just about, you know, uplifting yourself and learning, but it's about building the community you want to see. And I think elevating these stories of bravery and courage, do that. It's creating a world that we don't have yet, but that we can realize that if we have that expectation and if we work for it and if we push these stories, we can make it come true. And I'm just so proud of them for getting this done. And it's the kind of thing I love to see youth do. Gunach Chish.
Gunach Chish. Jaylen Martin, will you please introduce yourself and tell us how you participate in this group and with this podcast? All right.
Okay. Hi. I'm Jaylen Martin. My Tlingit name is Kochtahoon. I am an Eagle Shark, Wishkiton. And I am it's really funny that we recorded this podcast beginning of early March, and I remember after we had finished recording, we were talking about how this would be so cool to put on, how cool this is that we're making this into putting this into a competition. And we were it's going to be so cool, you know. It's kind of weird how relevant it became. Without even realizing it, this podcast became so relevant to what we were talking about and what's been happening so far in this world. And that's really crazy to me. I think it's just weird that, we recorded this months before all this stuff started happening, and it was, relevant enough that it ended up being kind of perfectly timed. I mean, not in a way I think most people want it to, but it's definitely very interesting. And I'm really happy that we talked about this. I think it's a really big part of, what you could teach somebody is, just saying, your own opinion about everything that's happened, even just, it's your own personal experience and, or even if you're just retelling a story, somebody that had it told, it was told to you, and you're just sharing that because of how disturbing or how interesting it was, that that's still such a thing. But
Jaylen, tell us more about what grade will you be going into next year and what are your interests?
I will be going to, I'm going into ninth grade. I'm a freshman and I am going to JDHS. Yay. and my interests, My interests really just become wanting to make change, making a difference with people. I mean, like, even if I personally, I don't mind saying, like, what's on my mind. I really think that even just saying it out loud is something, like, just it's saying something. And, like, maybe what you're saying could help change somebody's mind, or even what you're doing, like, going to, like, protests and, like, just showing your support towards other people. Like, yeah, I mean, my interest would be to help change. I guess this sounds very, like, something you would hear from, like, younger me, just, I guess, to change the world, because, I mean, really, it just takes one person or one voice or multiple voices just to help make that change. So, yeah.
Will, what has impressed you most about Jaylen's, your time knowing this young person?
I think two things. One is Jaylen's voice. I think I've always appreciated she's been a leader in sharing what she believes in. And I think that's what we hope, you know, that we are supporting our strong, independent young people. And I think that has been really impressive with Jaylen. And that that's a really cool thing to see in a young person. And I think the other is sort of the creativity and thinking about what the group can do and really making sure that other people are being uplifted together. But I think that's what a real leader does, is it's about a team. And I think, and Jaylen makes sure that that happens.
All right. And Shelley Delaney, will you please introduce yourself and tell us how you've been working with IAK?
Yeah, sheesh. Shelley Delaney, you have to suck. I am programming manager here at KTOO, as well as assistant producer and host of Juno Afternoon. And I've been working kind of in a auxiliary fashion with IAK. I feel that mostly I can show up. I can help them learn. I can teach them some basic things about audio production. But the biggest thing I can do for them is just answer their questions when they need my guidance, but mostly stay out of their way and keep things open for them to bring forth their ideas and their creativity. And it's just, you know, we've all been working as a group together for a long time. I'm so pleased that we've been able to move it to a virtual platform and continue our weekly meetings, even after KTOO had to close its building to the public. IAK is truly a bright spot in these really dark times.
Thank you, Shelley. Dachkilach, I have a question for you, if I may. What do you think are the underlying falsehoods? Let's think back to that podcast for a second and that person on the bus that said those things to Shay, who told us the story in that podcast. What are the underlying falsehoods or the underlying problems? I know this is a huge question, that causes someone to think like that, or someone, you know, a police officer not to respect a George Floyd. You know, where do we begin?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. There are, unfortunately, there are many places to begin, because we're not just talking about the blatant racism, we're also talking about systemic racism, the systems that perpetuate, that are in place, that perpetuate oppression. And, I can't speak for the man who confronted our young student on the bus, Shay, but what I do want to focus on is the fact that the bus driver had the know-how to pull the bus over and to listen to our young leader express concern about what was just said about her. And this bus driver, who's a stranger, knew what to do, did the right thing, pulled the bus over and excused terrible person. I mean, just that behavior, excused that person off the bus and then kept it safe for the rest of the passengers. And I think what, you know, I'm not sure how to answer your question, but what I can say is that, you know, I know people are scratching their heads right now saying, I'm not a racist. How do I show up? Oh, that's in the States. That's in another state. That's not in my community. And what I want to say it's everyone's problem. Yeah, and to hear these young people speak up about their truths, I think what society, what we need to do now is to listen, you know, like Lyle said, listen with love. These students listen to each other, and they were holding each other up. But, you know, I think one of the issues that I think we might be missing, and people don't know that they're missing it until it's like in their face, and that's how to talk about racism. And luckily for Lyle and I, we have the good fortune of not only having a phenomenal support system from the University of Alaska, but we also have First Alaskans Institute and their leadership on how to talk about racial equity and inequities. And I think that's what's missing, is how to listen, to understand. This is all through First Alaskans. You know, Lyle and I have been trained, and it doesn't mean it gets easy for us, but it means that we're a little closer to being able to talk about it, talking about racial inequities. And I think also speaking to be understood. Quite often people put their guard up when they think they're being called out. And instead of trying to hear what the issue is, they're already coming up with their own response that has totally missed the mark of hearing the pain of someone who's just experienced racism. And so I think for me, I think slowing down now, and COVID-19, gosh, slowed all of us down. And it is creating opportunity for us to see what's happening as it's happening. And so, you know, I mean, this has been happening for hundreds of years, and only recently, because we have access to the internet, because we have access to these smartphones, that we can share with everyone what's happening in live time. And I'm goodness, learning how to talk about racism. We need to learn how to hear each other.
Heatley Ish, would you add to that, please?
Well, listening to the students and the strength that it took for them to actually speak out on, or even find the words to express what they felt in those moments, took great strength, like far beyond where I was when I was their age. I wouldn't be able to express how it made me feel other than rage. And the rage doesn't get us anywhere. And these students, what they've done is they brought it to a national level. And they're saying, enough is enough. We're tired of being mistreated. We as kids shouldn't tell you how to act as an adult.
Yeah.
That's what I received out of sitting in that interview with the students. We're learning how to speak to one another and how to listen so that the students or those that are being harmed can actually be heard. And one thing you heard in the interview, Colleen expressed, is you're in charge of your own truth. nobody else can take that away from you. It's so true. Nobody can tell me how I felt in a moment, because that in that moment, that's my expression and how I interpreted. So the students, that's exactly what they were doing. And I really appreciated them stepping forward. And they were saying, how can we make this better? They weren't saying, oh, well, let's riot against them. Let's beat them up. They were saying, how can we get this person to understand how this makes us feel? How can we get this community to understand how it makes us feel when somebody says something? How can we get the education system to understand how when somebody says something derogative about my heritage, to help them understand how it impacts me throughout the rest of the day, throughout the rest of the school year, to have to sit next to somebody throughout the day. That's what I took from that interview, is the strength that the students have.